Hello, everyone. For those of you who know me, my name is Jay Weintraub. I live at 10 North Franklin. For those of you who don't know me, I'm still Jay Weintraub at 10 North Franklin. I come here today as the president of a newly formed homeowners association of Margate City, New Jersey. Over the past 9 or 10 years of the 23 plus years that I've lived here, I've gotten to know a lot of people in the city and a lot of government officials as well as residents throughout the city and business owners. And over the course of the past year, there's been a wave of people that say, I want to have some representation. I want to see something for us. And what can we do? And what can we do to be a partner with the city of Margate, as well as be a voice as a group? So after consulting with some of the local residents here, all full-time residents, we decided to create an association, a homeowners association. We've incorporated as a 501c3 in the state of New Jersey, and today we got our first official tax ID number. Last week we had a meeting on Saturday, and what's amazing is that we had over 300 people came to our meeting last Saturday morning. Pretty impressive for me, especially with beach stock and the heat. And those 300 people were made up almost exactly with the same percentages as the homeownership in Margate. Roughly 62-63% of the people that were there were second homeowners. The other 100 people were full-time voting homeowners of Margate, New Jersey. On our website, we have over 405 members, and it's growing at a rate of about 5 to 10 people a day, people that have concerns. I think it's interesting what their concerns are, from what do we do about the rabbits? And we weren't quite sure how to handle that one. Maybe you have an idea for us with that. But last year I mentioned my rabbits went through $250 worth of flowers like it was Zabers, smorgasbord. And we haven't figured out how to fix that problem except change flowers. But now we have a couple of problems that was resounding over and over from our members. One problem is, what do we do with the blue mats? We have senior citizens, we have infirm citizens, we have people with disabilities that can't even get to the dune, let alone over the dune. The next problem is, how do we get the sand scraped off in the middle of our season so our citizens can get over those dunes on that hard-packed, whatever it is that's on the dunes? And the other concern was bike racks. We understand, and we could be wrong in our understanding, that there was money appropriated for bike racks for the city, and the people were saying, we want to be able to drive and go to the businesses with our bikes. With that said, I'm going to throw it back at you, and perhaps you can give us some insight about the Moby mats, the entrance and exit from the beach ramps, as well as the bike racks, please.
Time is up. Thank you. Frank, would you do me a favor and speak about the Moby mats and where we're going with that?
Okay, the Moby mats
and the crossover
weren't put in by the Army Corps because they were a tripping hazard and they also get slippery. Okay, we've had a lady that went down at Washington Avenue about a week and a half ago and broke her wrist because she slipped on the Moby mat. Okay. A lot of the project down this end of town is not complete. We will get out and maintain the areas that have the gravel. We just purchased gravel. We've been extremely busy with the holiday and everything, but by next week we will be down there cleaning those walkways off. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Frank.
Yep.
Mr. Wahlberg, would you speak to the public about where we are with bike racks, et cetera?
Okay, the bike rack issue is actually, it's multifaceted. There was a grant application that was put in about a year ago for bike racks for both Margate and Ventnor. The county has since taken over that application. I was notified that by phone, haven't seen anything in writing, that the county is going to authorize my company, authorize a contract to go out to bid for bike racks at the locations, wherever we want to put them, for both Margate and Ventnor. So we're waiting for the bureaucracy to get through. We're waiting for the funding to be in place at the county so they can authorize us to get started on that. Unfortunately, things don't move quickly, As a previous commissioner years ago stated, government moves at glacier speed. So, but there is progress on that, and we're anxious to get started to go out to bid to locate them. In addition to that, Frank's crew has started placing bike racks that we have at various locations. And then at the workshop meeting, we discussed doing a similar system as either temporary or permanent, like Longport has, where we use timber and eye bolts and actually create a permanently mounted bike rack or bike securing mechanism at each street end. So that's where we're at so far. I know Frank had also stated we've, independent of the grant, we've ordered some additional bike racks. So that's happening also.
Thank you. Does that answer some, gives you some information, folks? I would also suggest that you look at our new and improved website. There's a lot of information on there. If you have any questions, you can ask them on the website and somebody will respond to you.
Again, Nanette Cooperman, 26 North Adams. I did go on the website because I wanted to know which street had handicap accessibility. Mm-hmm. We do have people on our street who are in wheelchairs at Access to Beach. I actually just had knee replacement surgery, so I was looking for myself. And they said Jefferson was handicap accessible. So I walked the extra block, which wasn't the easiest thing to do, and Jefferson was worse than what Adams is, where I live. So for those of us who are having difficulty walking on sand, you know, again, I went on the website, and that's the information. There were five sites for handicap accessibility, and the closest one to Adams was Jefferson. And it is nowhere near accessible.
Okay, that's because, as Frank stated, it's not done yet, okay? Those are the five locations that were designated on the Army Corps of Engineers plans for handicap accessibility. Essentially, from Washington down isn't complete yet. The Army Corps is pulling back into town sometime in September, and I don't know the exact completion date, but at that point, all that extra sand will be taken out, those crossovers will be done, but that piece of the beach is not complete yet.
I understand that's a federal problem, but it's a shame. I mean,
I understand.
I know you do.
We're all in agreement there. But there's only so much we can do until they finish that part.
And when what do we do?
And when it's a finished product, though, you will have a handicap entrance that goes right over the dune with handrails. It'll have the Trex, railings.
So that's for the season 2019.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yes.
Okay, but. So what do we do?
I mean, what can we do? I mean, right at this point.
Okay, so I'm going to excuse
Cooperman,
myself.
Ms. Cooperman, yeah. I just want to make you aware of something that we, doctor, right?
Yeah.
I want you to make you aware, and the public that's here, what we did for individuals that have difficulty going over the crossroads, because, again, it was a request of the city for the Army Corps not to be on our beach this summer. Because of our business community suffered so badly last year. They agreed to pull off for the 2 months, but they needed to stockpile material to finish the job, whatever the construction method is, we have no control over because it's a federal project. The Margate City Beach Patrol leased a vehicle, a handicapped vehicle that's four-wheel drive. I have the phone number here, 20 minutes to a half an hour before you would like. They'll come to a handicap accessible area, pick you up where you don't have to cross over the steps. You go in the breach in the bulkhead. They'll pick you up and they'll take you to the beach you want to go. It has a place in the back of the cart to put your chairs and your cooler, whatever you need to take. We did it the commissioners did it this year as a trial and error thing. As we move forward and we see the need and the necessity to keep that, maybe next year we'll have two or three vehicles. So we're trying our best.
I understand.
We're all here for one reason in the summer, is to utilize our natural resource, which is now a man-made engineered structure. But we have no control. We fought it, we lost, and this is where we're at.
But as a resident, you have to agree with us when you take a walk on the beach, which I have
not,
because I can't. My husband does, and you see some are so beautifully done, and then it seems like on our end of the town.
But they're not done.
They're not finished yet, ma'am.
They're not finished.
Right.
Bonnie Rosen.
Your name and address.
Bonnie Rosen, 21 South Adams.
Thank you.
One of the concerns that we had was...
Talk to the microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry. One of the and I apologize, I was on the beach. One of the concerns that we had was the way that streets were chosen, because we saw that nothing was done, and then all of a sudden in front of 9600, they had railings and mats because they seemed to have more clout than we did on Adams Avenue.
True.
We had, and maybe it's not true, but I will just tell you that as we sit on the beach, yesterday I sat with a woman who lives on the next street over in Jefferson who said they used to have four mats there, and then all of a sudden the mats were gone. And now they're in front on a perfectly flat area in front of the building between Adams and Washington. Four long mats. It seems like people got railings, mats. My cousin lives right by me, and she had a stroke last year. And she goes to do, and she said, this is a safety issue. You know, it's one thing if you say, oh, I would love one of those pretty railings because it would make it look nice. But it's a safety issue. People are going to, you say slide, people are going to have heart attacks. I see people carrying stuff up. They look like they are literally going to pass out and die. And I understand that you can only do so much. But those blue mats cannot be. The woman on Jefferson next to me said she was going to call the office and said she'll get a letter, see if we could pay for the mats to put them up. You can say people are sliding, but people can go with a stick, a walking stick or whatever, until the nice railings are done. But you need those mats. On Adams, it's about 4 feet in, and then there's nothing. And there's four mats. I heard somebody say yesterday, when it gets dark, let's go over and lift the mats from that perfectly flat place and put it up, because people can't get up the hill. It's a safety issue. It's not an aesthetic issue. It's a safety issue. And if somebody else can get the mats, you don't need the whole Army Corps here to put them.
Ma'am, after the lady fell and had a fracture, it became a problem, obviously. They're coming up, and we're looking for a way through the manufacturer and the Corps of Engineers to keep the mats down. As soon as we get that, everybody will have mats.
And how many heart attacks before that?
Yeah, I mean, there's...
I hope none, sir.
Well...
And if that was a major concern that people are sliding down, then I would have thought that you would have said we have to take them all up. But all these people have, and right in the center, Washington, Adams, and Jefferson, there's nothing. And then they skipped and they went over in front of 9600, and then Longport all got them, and nobody's worried that the people down there. I don't get it.
I'm not going to, ma'am, I wish we could do that for you. Longport's project is finished, ours is not, and unfortunately this is the area that's unfinished, and believe me, we want no one to be harmed.
With all due respect, my name is Jeff Rosen, 106 North Decatur, and I have a major pet peeve with this blue mat issue. As I see around me, all you gentlemen here, approximately my age, perhaps a little older, and I would defy any of you to drag my cart with two chairs over Decatur Street and get on the beach. And I'd like to see a video of you coming back. The blue mats are a temporary, at best, solution. That's a great idea. And if they get in anybody's way for whatever reason, one person falling down doesn't constitute removal of all the mats. She may have fallen on her own accord. Who knows? The point is that now you have everybody in town, I would venture to say everybody in this community comes here for one reason in the summer, and that's to enjoy that beach. And you cannot enjoy that beach and drag a cart with two chairs, an umbrella, and a table back and forth. It is virtually impossible. So if they get in the way, if the project is not finished, if it's a cost issue, I have an answer to that as well. That can be easily resolved. That beach badges that you pay for each year, jack the price $2. Or start beach badge mandatory honoring on Memorial Day, so all the kids that make a mess at this beach pay for those blue mats. There's no excuse them blue mats are not there on every entrance to the beach. And if it gets in the Army Corps engineers, get some young guys to roll them all up and get them out of the way. But right now, it's a disaster. And I'm just waiting for the first person to have a coronary dragging their cart back from the beach. Try it. If you don't believe me, put a cart down there, go on Decatur and tell me how you feel. It's horrible. There's no excuse there's no mats. I'm sorry. There should be a mat on every corner, and if it gets in the way of the project, I can't believe for the life of me that the Army Corps engineers didn't factor that into the equation when they built these dunes. They built a mountain, but no road over the mountain. It doesn't make any sense. I know maybe you guys don't have any power in this issue, but if it's a matter of cost and the blue mats, I guarantee everybody would chip in this town to pay for those blue mats.
Thank you. All right. Anyone else? Name and address, please.
Good afternoon. My name is Gina Battaglini. I live at 24 North Granville. I personally went to each location down here in Margate to see the situation and what's going on, because I personally have not been on the beach yet. And I witnessed a gentleman, young gentleman, his wife and his two children trying to get over the steps with his cart, his cooler, you know, the children. And I have to tell you, I feel that is a safety hazard right there. It's so hard to be able, you have to pick it up and go over steps. However, on Exeter, I see there's an easy access to get right onto the beach. So I'm not understanding why they would even put steps up in the first place. It didn't make any sense to me. Is there a reason for that? Secondly, the other thing that is really upsetting to me is that when we had our homeowners association, a little old lady came up to me and she looked at me and she said, I just want to get on the beach. That broke my heart. What can we do to get these elderly persons, people, up on the beach and the handicapped temporarily? I understand you're overwhelmed, but this is only 10 weeks of a summer and these people just want to go to the beach. Gulfport has mobile things going on. I mean, we have enough money in this town to be able to get these people on the beach.
Commissioner Amadeus, all they have to do is call Beach Patrol headquarters and we'll get you on the beach.
Okay, can we get the number so we can at least...
I'll give you the number right now.
Okay. Jay, I did put it up. Oh,
you did?
Okay.
Okay, and also, ma'am...
822-2370.
Okay.
Okay, the answer to your first question about the steps, there are 22 handicap accesses. It's the areas where there's a cutout in the... For economical reasons, we provide maybe one or two per year. Okay, so that's why. But there are other beaches, I'm sure, very near where these people are. They don't have to cross the steps. They can walk a block and not go.
Okay.
It's really not a long distance.
But eventually, are we going to get them on every access?
We hope so. That's our intent.
Okay, at least we know. Mm-hmm. Because, it doesn't make any sense to climb up steps with all this stuff. I mean, when they could just easily access, get on to the, you know, to the
agreed
beach.
Well,
all right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, thank you for your time.
All right, thank you. Any other public comment? We don't normally allow second public comment.
You didn't say that much last time. We said a little bit.
Go ahead.
Okay. Michelle Tucker, 102 North Adams. All I'm asking you is if you walk onto Adams, there's stairs and there's the walkway. This blue mat that is literally maybe from here to here is in front of the stairs. It's not in front of the walkway. So what is the meaning of that? We have to walk our cart this way, go up a hill and pull it all the way down. Just move the blue mat. All we ask is take the mat that's above underneath the stairs and at least put it on the walkway. Now, there's also another complex that's right here, a wooden complex. I don't know which one it is. They took the mat, I believe, and put it in front of their complex running right here on flat ground. I don't believe that was their mat. I believe it was the mat from Adams. Because I would say 2.5-3 months ago, I was on the beach and we had maybe 3 or 4 mats. Now, we really had no mats Memorial Day weekend. There was one rolled up next to the walkway. I saw some gentlemen riding on those little Jeeps and I asked them where the mat was. So the following weekend, the mat was there, under the stairs, not by the walkway. What is the meaning of that? At least if you somebody wanted to come with a cane or a cart, have it where the walkway is, not where the stairs is. So just could somebody move it?
I don't know, but I don't think the city was involved in that. I really don't.
Well, can't somebody come out and just move the mat and remove the mat that's sitting over here and add it to our walkway?
Once again, we still have a problem that we're working on.
I know.
When we get that problem resolved, and hopefully we'll do that soon, you can call me, you know where to find me, and tell me what you want, and we'll do the best we can.
That's all, just to make
it a little... We don't disagree with you. There are certain things that our hands are tied.
I know, but it's all the people here that are from Jefferson and Adams. We just want to go on the beach like everybody else. I have my neighbor that walks with a cane that keeps asking me all the time how the beach is.
Well, we have a number now to get him on or her on the beach.
Right. Okay. Well, all I'm asking is if you could just, somebody could go out and move this mat and move the other mat and just give us a little bit more of a walkway that when we come on the beach, we can push our cart and not give ourselves a heart attack. It's been hot.
We'll try and get that done for
you. Okay, thank you.